We'll be bringing those contestants out here momentarily. Judging tonight's competition will be myself, Bud Dickman.
Hi.
Brother. And David G. Hall.
Good evening, everybody. I'm David G. Hall, and this is American Idol.
Lloyd, welcome to our program.
Yes, sir.
And why do you want to be on American Idol?
Well, I'll tell you, I've always wanted to be on the television. I want to sing, and my wife Gladys is at home right now. And because I did some stage acting when I was in the Navy. We did a USO.
Well, very good. Now, our next person is Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen. She is a...
Hello, thank you. I'm just thrilled. That's all I want to say. I'm thrilled. And I also want to say at this time, Phil, if I could, I let my singing speak for itself. Thank you. Enough said.
That's great. From Bradley Military Academy, we just heard him, and he was on an earlier segment of our program. Let's welcome young R.C. Collins. R.C., how are you?
I'm very good, Mr. Henry. I want to thank you and the producers of American Idol for letting me be here to sing the song.
And now you're a military guy. You want to be in the military, don't you?
Well, I do. Yes, I do. And I would like to go to get Bin Laden and everything, but you can't argue with maybe being a star and going to Ashley Simpson's house and seeing her in, you know, situations where she may not be fully on guard, maybe running from the bathroom with just a towel in front of her.
Finally, let's bring out a gentleman who is known to all of us. He owns Ted's of Beverly Hills, our fourth contestant in audition here, Ted Bell. Ted?
Hey, Bill, let me take over the microphone.
I'll hold the microphone.
I'll hold it.
I want to hold it. I'm the host.
Thank you. This is Ted Bell, everyone. Come down for our prime rib. It's really great.
Something.
Margaret?
I really think it's not appropriate for him to come on and shill for his restaurant.
I'm not shilling for my restaurant. I resent very violently the comments of the lady.
Let's everybody, you know, my palpitation.
Right, you're upsetting the older man, okay?
Well, I didn't mean to upset the old guy, but maybe he ought to know what he's into because, let me just say...
Whoa. Let's back up just a hair. Who's the old guy that you're talking about?
Well, I'm talking about you.
Let me tell you what. When I get done singing my song, you'll drop to one knee and weep for the voice you might have had.
Mr. Henry?
Yes, what do you want?
I don't think it's appropriate for these adults to be talking dirty and stuff in front of me. The only thing dirty I want to do is eventually go to Ashley Simpson's house. Because you see, Mr. Henry, we die for a reason in this country, and the soldiers...
Well, you die for freedom.
Wash out your headgear, new guy. If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
You watch your language.
You know, I think this young man...
All right, hold on. I got to get you guys lined. All of you go backstage now, and I'm going to talk to the judges here. So just all of you get out of here, will you? Just bug off.
Goodbye, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. It's spelled G-R-E-Y.
You're out of here.
Well, David and Bud, you heard the contestants. And what are the songs they're going to sing, David?
Thank you very much, Phil. The first song will be sung by Lloyd Bonafide, and we're going to pick a good song for him. I don't know which one we should do. But I was thinking Eye of the Tiger. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Eye of the Tiger.
All right, Lloyd will sing Eye of the Tiger. Ladies and gentlemen, from Alhambra, California, a retired heating and plumbing executive, Lloyd Bonafide. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to tell the orchestra conductor that this is cut 18 on the karaoke CD.
Thank you very much for that.
Well, I'm sorry, did I blow it?
Yeah, we wanted them to think it was an orchestra. Now you're saying it's cut 18 on the CD.
Well, I don't understand.
Just sing your song.
Watch the way you talk to me, all right? I'm a Korean War veteran, and you may walk home with no eyes. All right, here it is. Eye of the Tiger.
All right, now we're going to... Lloyd, you stand there, and we'll tell you what you think. You know, what we think.
Well, I don't take any advice from anybody, I tell you right now.
Well, I'm sure that's what we do here in American Idol. We, you know...
Well, you could just kiss that one goodbye, because I won't stand here and look at you three queers tell me anything.
Well, Mr. Bonafide, this is David G. Hall.
Say what?
David G. Hall, sir. I happen to be one of the judges. I think your approach to the song was very creative. I think your pitch and tenor, by the way, are excellent. But there was a problem. The fly hanging open just really...
All right, well, Bud, did you see that?
Yeah, you did have your fly open.
Yeah, well, that was part of the act. I wanted to do that. See, you people don't even know show business.
Well, I want to say that I thought the line, the cream and the blankety-blank, I didn't like that.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe that's because you got a pole shoved so far up there that the flag's waving out of your mouth. Thank you.
Get out of here.
You'll hear from my attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring out now young R.C. Collins, who is going to sing another song here in American Idol. R.C.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. I want to thank everybody at the Fox Television for letting me do these songs.
And your song will be Tell Her About It, lyrics by Billy Joel.
What? What kind of gay thing?
I'm sorry, man. That's the song we've picked for you. We want everybody to do songs that they're not familiar with. That's what we do here on American Idol. Isn't that right, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't that right? Thank you.
So queer.
All right. Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Always got to screw it up, huh?
No, that was the lyrics, I swear to God, Mr. Henry.
Let me see that. I don't see it anywhere here. Come on, kid.
I'll let him try it again.
All right. Here he is, young R.C. Collins with Tell Her About It.
Out of here.
All right, R.C., that is your name, R.C.?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hall.
The whole thing about spreading on a Friday night was completely unnecessary, and,
I'm just trying to give the lyrics a contemporary meaning.
Okay, Bud, what did you think?
I liked it. I thought it had a lot of soul, and I think even a black man couldn't have sung it better.
I think you're a kid. You don't have a voice, man. I mean, your voice is cracking. You suck.
Yeah, well, guess what? Spooge is your lunch.
You dirty little...
You hit the kid.
That's right.
It's child abuse.
I don't care. Spooge is my lunch. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're very proud to bring out a woman who actually has some show business experience. And let me just underline the word some. All right. Here she is, Margaret Gray, to sing the song Hello, lyrics by Lionel Richie.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. I'm Margaret Gray. And as Phil said, I do have some show business experience. I'm very, very proud to say that I was up for the part of Audra on Big Valley. I lost out to Linda Evans, and I did star in the 3-week run of the CBS Western Chop House. The song I'd like to sing is a song of longing. It's a song that I think really speaks to all of our hearts. A man misses a woman.
Hey, what the hell is this anyway? Aren't she making a song on?
I'm sorry, hold on.
What is the old man saying?
Just hold on, what?
Why'd she get to do a whole preamble, G.D.?
You got to get to your song. The other contestants are getting upset.
Yeah, it's not fair. I think that dirty whore on it...
Will you shut up? I'm talking to her.
I think I heard the young man call me a whore.
Well.
All right, I'll do it. Some people just can't stand having their asses whipped.
What's wrong?
I just, hold on, I've got to go to the... You got a roll of Bounty towels?
Yeah. God, that is disgusting.
All right, what, do we got a break?
Yeah, she's got a...
All right. Well, I think she's got a nice voice. The problem is, I think she's taking too many steroids. She sounds like a guy.
All right, thank you, David. All right, Margaret, you okay?
I'm fine, yes.
Very good.
No, I did that on purpose.
Yeah, that's good. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with our final judging. Oh, Ted Bell has to sing. Oh, I'm sorry. Ted, come on out.
What do you mean, oh, Ted Bell has to sing? Oh, my God, is that an insult?
I'm sorry, Mr. Bell. We're up against a commercial break.
Uh-huh. I'm going to sing this song, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to blow everyone's doors off. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a song that I have always found to be so fitting of the business that I'm in. It's Ted of Beverly Hills. As you know, of course, I am a restaurant owner. This song speaks to me, man. This is me, this song. By the way, it was written about a girl who opened fire on a grade school. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show with our American Idol judging. Welcome to Hollywood, everybody.
It was very, very difficult for us to, you know, it was tough for us to figure out who was really the best singer in the group of you. But I must say, and I'm trying to be as fair as I possibly can, without upsetting any of you, you all sucked. And
well, I think that's...
What do you mean we all suck?
I'm not going to put any of you guys on television. You blew, okay? I die every time I remember the line, all I can do is something and bite a wet towel. Okay, this is the Phil Henry Show, by the way, if you just joined us. And we thank Margaret Gray for joining us, but we had to dump out of her because she was getting into it with that ex-army colonel, whoever that lady was. And there were a few things said of, I have to say, that probably violate FCC standards. In fact, the following bit with the Siamese twin probably violates FCC standards. And that's why here it is for you, Keith. I want to ask you, Frank, where are you guys joined?
Essentially, Phil, we share the same lower body.
We have the same lower body.
And that means that our upper bodies are separate.
So if I'm reading this correctly, you basically, the upper torsos with both, you have two arms and your brother Al does?
That is correct.
That's correct.
Do you have the same, but you have two legs?
We are sharing the same lower body, that is correct.
That's correct.
All right, here is my question. I read, and the reason why we had you on, Frank, you are suing your brother.
I am suing my brother, and the reason is I can't take it any longer. I don't mind being a Siamese twin.
Well, that's not true, because you've always complained about it.
No, I've not complained about it.
One at a time, please, gentlemen.
All right, well, let me say it. I've not complained about it. What I complain about is his orientation sexually as opposed to mine. That's what I complain about. I've never resented being your brother or being a Siamese twin.
Well, that's a load of crap.
That's not a load of crap.
All right, gentlemen, hold on for a minute. This is the... You're suing your brother, why?
I'm suing my brother because he's gay.
Al?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of this?
Well, I think it's a violation of my civil rights. I'm a gay man. I enjoy my orientation. I'm out and I'm proud.
Okay, and what are you suing for, Frank? Because he's gay or...
No, because it's an infringement on my lifestyle. Now, let me explain to you one thing. We're Siamese twins.
Yeah.
Okay, and you heard me when I said we share the same lower body.
Okay.
Jesus, this guy's...
Well, I'm sorry, what is to get?
What's to get? He's gay. And he catches.
Oh,
now he gets it.
Now you get it?
So I gotta sit there on a Friday night in a gay bar, and I'm straight.
Yeah.
My brother picks up somebody. We come home, we're and I've got to chew on a towel.
Well, that's bad. Al, couldn't you have a little, you know, I mean...
What, am I supposed to infringe on my life because of him?
Well, I mean, he's got to endure this.
I told him just to read it, you know, get a good book.
Get a good book.
Well, that is rough.
So I'm suing him. I don't want him to be gay anymore.
Well, you can't sue a guy for being gay. He's going to be gay, and you're straight.
That's right.
Well, what about when you're having sex?
When I'm having sex, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, but I can't stand it.
Okay, so what do you do, Al, since you're gay?
Well, I try to take my mind off of it. I put headphones on and listen to music, mostly. But, you know, it's horrific.
It's not as horrific as what I got to put up with. I got to...
What are you talking about? Well,
I'm not sure...
Sir, you understand we share the same... This is what I'm trying...
I get it already. I get it.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, quit making a federal case out of it.
I'm not making a federal case out of it. Like, right now, we're in Kmart, okay? And we're walking around and we're looking for a terry cloth robe because he's into that. All I want is a down jacket. I'm going hunting next week.
Well, listen, I hope you guys can figure this out.
Plus, I can't sit down, and yet I can sit down. You see what I'm saying? Because it was a pretty rough night the other night.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, it's tough for us to sit down. Not me. Well, it is for me.
Well, it's your problem.
My problem? It's your problem, too. It's the same... Don't you understand? The same...
All right, gentlemen, I hope you work this problem out. It's been nice talking to you. There it is, our flashback request, and we'll have another one for you tomorrow. Who is that from? Chris? Keith? Bob? Sue? It's either from Sue or Keith. Okay. Thank you, Keith or Sue. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. And again, my apologies for having to truncate, to have to interrupt the Margaret Gray interview. We were talking about her book, which is about Human Shield. She wanted to know the orientation of, the origination, I should say, of the quote, "After I shot my 10th child, I stopped counting." She got into it with a member of the United States Army on the phone. It got a little ugly, and we had to terminate the conversation. I do apologize, and we will, you know, make every effort in the future not to have to let things get out of control, if you will. 1-800-449-8686. Charlie, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm calling because I was listening to your broadcast, and I've never been more outraged in my life listening to the conversation that I heard, and I wanted to say first that I'm not interested in listening to this radio station anymore.
Well, you said that last night.
Well, sir, I'm saying it again tonight, and I am not interested in listening to your radio broadcasts anymore either.
Well, I apologized about the Margaret Gray interview. I'm
not referring to that at all. I'm referring to the interview you just conducted with the Siamese twins, one of whom is apparently homosexual and the other is not. I found it in poor taste. I did not find it funny. And I am insulted that you would think that I would. And
you called me last night, the night before, and the night before. I didn't think you'd even be listening tonight.
Well, guess what? Surprise, here I am. I am listening, and I'm offended.
If you weren't listening, you wouldn't be offended.
If I wasn't listening, I wouldn't be listening, but I'm listening. And
why?
Why?
Yes, why are you still listening to the show you hate? Every night you call me to tell me that you hate my show.
I will tell you why I'm listening to your show. Because I am listening and getting information that I am compiling for the FCC.
Oh, boy.
That is correct. You can poo-poo it if you want. I'm compiling information, I'm making recordings, and I will, as a matter of fact, I don't even want to talk to you, sir. Mark Mays, please.
You asked for Mark Mays last night.
Yes, I'm holding for Mark Mays.
Mr. Mays doesn't work out of the Los Angeles office. I believe he's in San Antonio. He is very high up the corporate ladder. I don't think he's going to take a call from just a disgruntled listener, okay? I
have read about Mr. Mays. I know his business achievements. He is a very forthcoming and equanimous man, extremely well-spoken, and a man who cares about his consumer, and I will hold for him.
Sir, I can't put you through to Mark Mays.
Are you saying you're refusing to put me through to him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm asking you to go away.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm sorry. I had Robbie Max.
Why'd you hang up on him? He was PO'd.
I hung up on him because he belched. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry. It was because of the language that was being used by both yourself and the caller that was on the line.
Well, I'm not going to try to second-guess what you do, Phil, but I will not be be fooled. I know that you have a decidedly pro-Iraq war, pro-George Bush stance.
I did not edit you because of that. You have to understand, there's an incredible pressure on broadcasters all across this country today because of language. You blurted out...
I'll say it. I called it the C-word, yes. I said she was an unmitigated, flaming, bulging...
Okay, yes. That's what you said.
Well, she called me...
I know what she called you. She was a member of the military. She was angry and upset with the thing. Calling our soldiers baby killers is strictly out of the Vietnam War. It is antiquated to assume that American soldiers are over there stoned, smacked up, smoking weed, and offing babies is utterly absurd, and I think is probably bespeaks the kind of, you know, generational gap that exists here. You're still locked in the 60s. You're still just sitting there in the office of the president at Columbia drinking his brandy.
Well, how nice to be reduced to such a cultural stereotype. Thank you, Phil. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. But no, that isn't the case. War atrocities still do happen, Phil.
Yeah, well, why don't you call like that lady said? Call the Iraqi army. Call a Republican guard. Call Al-Qaeda. When it comes to war atrocity, get their number out of the phone book. I'm sure they can fill you in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I still am owed the tribute that I want to do to the 10 children per American soldier killed every day.
10 children a day?
That's my understanding.
Okay, for every soldier, that's 150,000 soldiers, 10 kids a day, that's 1.5 million children a day.
Yes, for the last year. Can you imagine that?
That's 360 million children killed over the last year.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is, because I don't even think there's 360 million people in any country other than India and China.
So you're calling me an idiot. All right, I want to sing my song, and I'll speak with David Hall. As a matter of fact, forget it. Mark Mays, please.
I'm not putting you through to him.
All right, well, let me sing my song.
Margaret, I got to tell you, if you're going to sing Where Have All the Flowers Gone, or...
I'm going to sing a children's song in tribute to the dead children in Iraq.
I have to warn you.
Warn me about what?
We are here at Premier Radio. We're located very close to Edwards Air Force Base, which is up in the desert, in the high desert. There is an anti-aircraft battery there that I've alerted to the fact that you're going to be on the show.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, I did it last year, and I'll do it again. I'll call in an airstrike if the song gets too ponderous.
Well, I don't care, Phil. I'm not afraid of your weapons. I'm not afraid of your nuclear warheads, your American war machine.
All right. Bud, go ahead and...
I got Edwards on the phone now. They're locked and ready.
You're really going to call in? I don't think you've got the guts.
Go ahead. Sing your song.
This is for the 10 children a day killed by the bloodthirsty, warmongering American soldier. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone?
Edwards Air Force Base, over.
Long time ago. Where have all... There's something in the sky. It looks purple.
Why, you luck...
We were thinking here, what if Jesus Christ came back today as a cab driver and got Clint Eastwood as one of his fares? That's what would happen. The street would suddenly evaporate. Pardon us for just one moment. Anyway, Jesus Christ, if he were a cab driver.
How you doing?
Yeah, fine, fine. Listen, take me into town, Midtown Manhattan, if you don't mind.
Sure.
How much is it anyway?
Fares are posted right there.
You come to New York much?
Only when I have to. You got a license, by the way?
Yeah, right there. Don't you see too good?
Yeah, I see it real good. What kind of name is Jesus?
It's Greek.
Jesus Christ or something?
Christ.
Jesus Christ, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to know places to find women and stuff, I can tell you that too.
No, not interested in that at all.
You go to church or anything like that? I know where the churches are too.
No. Say, it's taking a long time, isn't it?
Well, I gotta take this traffic's kinda backed up today. Maybe I have to take one of the tunnels or something, the GWB. Okay, here we are, Mac.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
How many stores you got named Bloomingdale's in this town?
One. Why?
Then how come we drove by it three times?
50 cents for a tip, you cheap creep.
Blow it out your bum.
Jesus Christ, cab driver.